Escape pod ready.
No escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1990, the Soviet space program launched a new module to Space Station Mir, equipped for material and manufacturing experiments in zero gravity. It was also designed to allow the Soviet space shuttle Buran to dock with Mir, even though Buran had only flown a single unmanned test flight. This was the last major hardware addition to Mir before the fall of the Soviet Union. And ironically, the new docking port would someday be connected to a space shuttle, but not the one that was expected at the time it was launched. In 2008, Space Shuttle Discovery lifted off to add a new module to Mir's descendant, the International Space Station.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of Shuttle Discovery. Discovery. Kambate Kudasai. Best of luck to the International Space Station's newest laboratory.
Discovery, roll program.
Roger, roll Discovery. Houston now controlling the flight of Discovery, a man-made rising sun on behalf of Japan. Discovery on the proper alignment, heads down, wings level for the 8.5-minute ride to orbit. 4.5 million pounds of hardware and humans taking aim on the International Space Station.
The new module was the pressurized area of the Japanese Space Agency's Kibo Laboratory. Born today in 1914, Japanese movie musician Akira Ifukube, who created the sound of Godzilla. Former Atari engineer Jay Miner, who helped create the Atari 8-bit computers before moving on to create the Amiga home computer, was born today in 1932. Gregory Harrison, star of the TV adaptation of Logan's Run, was born today in 1950.
Logan, don't shoot!
You know my name?
Logan Five.
How do you know?
We've been watching you. You're not like the rest of the Sandman. You've been asking questions.
Sandmen don't question the order of things.
Logan, Carousel is death. No one is renewed.
When you're 30, you'll die too.
Unless you run for sanctuary.
You're saying there is sanctuary?
Yes. Outside.
There's nothing outside. The air was poisoned in the nuclear war.
Leah Thompson was born today in 1961. In 1991, Sony and Nintendo weren't friends anymore. The two companies had been collaborating on a CD-ROM add-on to the Super NES when Sony decided that the add-on could form the basis of a video game system in its own right. Nintendo announced that the add-on module, the PlayStation, was canceled. Sony begged to differ and released the PlayStation as a competing game system in 1995. In 2008, Doctor Who fans met River Song for the first time.
Look at you. You're young.
I'm really not, you know.
No, but you are. Your eyes. You're younger than I've ever seen you.
You've seen me before, then?
Doctor, please tell me you know who I am.
Who are you?
In the episode Silence in the Library. And in 1999, Star Trek Deep Space Nine aired its final episode.
When will you be back?
It's hard to say. Maybe a year. Maybe yesterday. But I will be back.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and produced by Earl Green.